Broadcasting from the North Star Financial Advisors Retire Right Studio.
50% news, 50% talk, and 50% opinions and phone calls. The show that gives you a little extra. The Hot Talk Morning Show on WRNN, Socastee, Myrtle Beach. Hot Talk 99.5.
Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to be talking to celebrity chef Tyler Florence as he gets ready for another season of the Great Food Truck Race, which starts this coming Sunday on the Food Network. As I mentioned, Tyler Florence, we got a chance to talk to Tyler Florence yesterday after we got off the air because he's on the West Coast, so we couldn't really get him while we were still on the air. And he's got the brand new season of the Great Food Truck Race, which is going to be premiering this coming Sunday night at 8 p.m. on the Food Network, so you can check that out for yourself. We started off the interview yesterday by asking him about the fact that even though he's best known as being a California chef, he is a South Carolina boy, originally from the Greenville-Spartanburg area. Asked whether or not if he ever gets an opportunity to infuse any of his California recipes with some of his own Southern flair.
Well, first of all, I love Myrtle Beach, man. It's such a great place. Like, that was our vacation destination growing up as a kid. We grew up in Greenville, so we would go to Myrtle Beach just about every summer and just loved it. And I think that, you know, that Calabas, you know, fried seafood thing, that's always like a big part of, you know, what I love about like coastal South Carolina cooking, which is fun. Yeah, for sure. And so, listen, you can take the boy out of the South, but you can't take the South out of the boy. Like, you see that food, you know, because we're opening up a barbecue pop-up in San Francisco in a couple of weeks, which is going to be kind of fun. We're doing that for 10 weeks as part of my steakhouse in San Francisco. And then at my flagship restaurant, Wayfair Tavern in the Financial District in San Francisco, fried chicken is our number one seller. So we've got all kinds of great and deviled eggs. And, you know, like if you look at it, you go like, there's a Southern guy in the kitchen for sure. But it kind of feels like a church picnic all the time.
Well, Tyler, you know, on that note, when it comes to the Great Food Truck Race, I mean, does not the fried food calabash style way make a perfect menu item through the many different food trucks that you have visited over the years?
It can, for sure. I think crispy fried food is always really kind of fun. It's super popular. You know, you feel like people fry everything, man. Shrimp, macaroni and cheese, like anything they can get into a fryer. I think it makes a perfect bite-sized portion for a food truck, for sure.
And Tyler, it's Ruthie here. I have literally just come back from my first visit to San Francisco and the Napa region. I didn't realize about your restaurant, so forgive me. They will be on the next visit. But we bounced to Napa, and just before we came on air to have this interview with you, I wanted to know whether mobile bars may be the next thing. So, of course, you've got the boom in food trucks, right? But is there a boom in mobile bars? Do they cause maybe more issues with regard to licensing and permits? Do you see that becoming a thing?
Mobile bars. I mean, so I you know, kind of unpack what you're talking about. There, you know, a bar. Yeah, I think like I love cocktails. I mean, everybody does. I think especially up in Napa, because you get this blend of, you know, cocktail creations and then some of the world's greatest wine. And we're so lucky to, you know, have Napa in our backyard. So I have restaurants in San Francisco. We live in Marin County. So I always say that we're in between San Francisco and the grapes. And so we're up in Napa all the time. As a matter of fact, we have a big event coming up on Monday in downtown Napa, which is kind of fun. So it's like literally we're up there, you know, a couple times a month.
Tyler Florence is the host of the Great Food Truck Race. David versus Goliath is the new season. It premieres this coming Sunday at 8 p.m. as you've got some food truck pros taking on a bunch of rookies in the food truck industry. Now, Tyler, in addition to being the host, you are also a judge on some of the food tasting issues that you have going on. Have you ever, when you've been tasting any of the food that's been put in front of you, ever put something in your mouth and say, oh, my God, this is the worst thing I've ever had in my mouth in my entire life, but yet you know you have to say something good about it on TV?
That's a different show. That's called Worst Cooks in America. Yeah. I mean, on that show, I mean, I've definitely tasted things that are just absolutely disgusting, but that's part of it. But in the Great Food Truck Race, like, we're dealing with professionals. We have, you know, all walks of life, all kinds of great cuisine, coming from different genres of cooking, and you get a chance to celebrate American food truck culture and the glory of like really great American street food, which is fun. And so this is season 16. We've been shooting the show for 14 years, and it's always the number one show on the network every summer that it's on. And this season is no different. So we're taking four professional food trucks, and they're going head-to-head against five food truck rookies to see who has what it takes to win $50,000, which is kind of wild. It's a lot of money. And so, you know, the wild thing about, you know, taking the professional food trucks, I feel like, oh, I got this. You know, we're going to smoke the competition. To watch the rookie teams going, oh, yeah, oh, let me see what you got. And then, you know, by the time you get, you know, two or three episodes deep into the series, you don't really know who's a professional or who's a rookie because everybody has successes and then failures. And it's crazy to watch. It's definitely, you know, a rock and roll, a roller coaster ride on the streets of Los Angeles.
Tyler, I was first introduced into food trucks in the mid to late 90s when I would visit the grease trucks on the campus of Rutgers University in New Jersey. The fat sandwiches were a staple after a long night hanging out at the bars and at the frat houses. How has the food truck cuisine evolved in the last 25 years?
Well, it's changed a lot. But the purpose hasn't, right? So you're still, you know, the purpose of the great food, of food trucks is to have that great handheld, sometimes, you know, greasy, stretchy, kind of fun food from tacos to grilled cheese sandwiches and all kinds of fun stuff in between. And that's kind of what they do. And they do it really, really well. And now, that you're going to get some of the most avant-garde, interesting food concepts in any city off of a food truck, just because like that's where innovation really starts today, is off of a food truck. So you'll take a concept, you'll take a team, you'll take a chef, and you kind of put them, instead of four walls, they have four wheels, and you're still going to get just like incredibly epic, super high quality food, where it used to be just like, you know, a Philly cheesesteak. Now you're going to get like things like a sushi Rito, where you're going to get sushi quality tuna wrapped up with sushi rice. So it kind of feels like a big sushi roll, but burrito style. You're going to get everything in between. So it's kind of fun to watch how the food has evolved. But it also, you know, at 1 o'clock in the morning when you come out of the bar, whatever it is, it's always kind of great to have that still there. So it's kind of, it hasn't changed, but it has.
I know you were in Myrtle Beach a couple of years ago to kick off a couple of seasons ago of the food truck race. So hopefully we'll get you back.
Yeah, we had so much fun. Myrtle Beach is such a great town, and they really rolled out the red carpet for us. And we shot an amazing episode of The Extra Mile, which is our series that we shoot at the same time. And those are on Food Network. So if you go on foodnetwork.com and type in Tyler Florence Myrtle Beach, you'll see the episode that we shot, which is super fun.
Yeah, I don't know if I saw that one.
Yeah, it's really good. It's called The Extra Mile, and we shot in Myrtle Beach. It's a great episode. So I love the food. I love South Carolina. It's my home state, and I really appreciate you guys' time today.
Tyler Florence of the Food Network, the brand-new season of the Great Food Truck Race, premieres this coming Sunday night at 8 p.m. So if you looking for something to do on Sunday night, there you go. You can check that out. It'll be going all season long. David versus Goliath with some professional food trucks against some people who are just getting the first food truck and getting out there to find out what the business is all about.
As you know, I kind of highlighted the evolution of food trucks from going to chicken tenders, French fries, greasy sort of sandwiches, now to high level cuisine. Last time I think I ate at a food truck, I had crab cakes and lobster.
Right. So, yeah.
We've gone a long way from the greasy food late night to high profile cuisine now that they put together.
Yeah, the last one I went to was in Sydney, Australia, and it was incredible. What they had, like you've just said, they had oysters, they had, I remember, ginger pistachio soup, like in little tiny soup cups. They had ravioli. I remember that one. It's like everything's small and incredible. We call them the greasy spoon truck along the side of the road in England. And again, they've changed a lot since my dad used to stop. And it was one of the things, Joe, you always say about, he would stop and say, "Now, don't tell your mother, okay?" Because that's where he would get his bacon and egg sarnies, bacon and egg sandwiches, that is, full of grease. And I would always hear him say, "Yeah, make it a double." Or, you know, it's like, "Dad, why aren't we allowed to tell mum that you're eating food?" Of course, full of cholesterol and grease. I think he still stops there along those side road food trucks.
I mean, if you're going into Wilmington in the near future, you need to look up the location of Joe Loves Lobster Rolls. That's a food truck that is renowned in the port city.
Yeah, we've had a couple of food truck festivals here along the Grand Strand. And like I said, Tyler Florence with the show Great Food Truck Race kicked off the season. I think it was 2 years ago. It might have been 3 years ago, right here in Myrtle Beach. And they went all up and down the East Coast. So, yeah, that was pretty cool to have them in here. I didn't even know that was happening until I was driving down the road the other day, and I saw a food truck go down there. And I was like, I looked it up, and I found out that Tyler Florence was in town for that. So a lot of friends that I knew were called as, you know, to be extras because they knew some of the PR people around town. And so the PR people said, hey, this is going on. Get some people out there. Because I think it was filmed in, like, May out in the pavilion area, and it wasn't really, really super crowded at that time. So they had to get a bunch of people down there in bathing suits to make it look like summer at the beach.
And happy to indulge, I'm sure, in some of the – did they get free samples at least if they can?
Yeah, sure.
I hope. All right. And another cool segue that he just highlighted, the fact that there's an episode focused on the area, too, beyond the great food truck race at foodnetwork.com. Just search the extra mile if you'd like to do that.
And one of my favorite things at food trucks, have you ever had those spirally potatoes? So if you get a regular baked potato, there's a food truck that literally just, I don't know, it's obviously got some kind of machine, and it cores it and spirals it on a big, like a big kebab skewer, and then salt, vinegar, all of that all over it, deep fry it, and I don't know what they're called, spiral potatoes or something like that. Have you ever had those?
Like curly fries?
It's like a big curly fry, about a foot long. Imagine a foot long curly fry. That's what it looks like. They had the longest queue at the food truck festival in Sydney. Yeah,
that's obviously very unique. I haven't seen that before.
Yeah, now I'm thinking, okay, I should look into that. And maybe bring
it over
here.
Food trucks are coming. Are like now the mobile state festivals that you have, and all the crazy food that you can find there.
Well, as you said, Joe, it used to be just like the greasy place that you went to get something late night because the other places are all closed. But now, I mean, if you watch the Great Food Truck Race, it's like a lot of gourmet food that they're doing.
Fine cuisine, right? The only thing about the food truck festivals,
not necessarily cheap either.
No, that's what I mean.
The gourmet stuff you go in there, and like the plate is like $25 for whatever you get.
Joe Loves Lobster Rolls. So, you know, bring a couple extra 20s with you if you're going to go, you know, up to Wilmington and look for that truck. And he strategically doesn't tell people until like 5 minutes before he's going to be there because he sells out like instantly, despite the price for said lobster roll.
And they also come around all the HOA neighborhoods as well now. You get like a whole kind of list of, you know, Food Truck Tuesday or whatever. And, you know, a couple of my friends that live in HOAs, they have them stuck on their fridge and they can say, okay, yeah.
All right, one of the cooler parts of being belonging to an HOA, maybe the only.
The only one.
I'm sure there are HOAs out there that don't allow food trucks or the ice cream man to come by.
Does the
ice cream man still come by?
Yep, Mr. Softy.
We get it, ice cream man. Mr. Softy. We get the real, the other ice cream man, just the
other ice cream man.
Playing the annoying music and stuff like that. Yeah, we get that.
All right.